The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Because that's an honest perspective.
Okay.
For me.
I would say the same for you.
How are you going to try to say the same for me? But that's not the case.
Okay.
No, don't okay me.
I disagree.
No. How would that even make sense compared to the... Between the two of us.
Yes, between the two of us.
There ain't no way. There ain't no way.
All right.
There ain't no way.
Bull.
Ain't no way.
Bull.
Ain't.
I just talked to you about this last week. Was it last week, week before? What did I say to you?
You didn't say nothing about this.
I did.
What did you say?
Man, go into it then.
Hello.
What's happening?
Welcome. Is this going to cause an argument? Because it's going to cause an argument.
Yeah.
I'm Angel. And a man who forgets that he's hosting and likes to drink while we goddamn doing the intro is sitting beside me.
They know who I am.
Do they?
I'm Marcus. The voice of reason in this damn family.
I don't know what reason you're using, but ain't no way. Ain't no freaking way.
She got the nerve to say that I'm a little too hard on the boy. Meaning our sons.
Yes.
That is a lie and a half. If anybody's hard on them, it's going to be you.
How is it that you think I am harder on them than you, sir?
Look. I am the one, yes, I'm constantly, hey, y'all, do this, do that. Get it in order. Get your shit together.
Yes.
Keep everything in line.
Yes.
That's what a parent does. Angel preaches this, all you got to do is be honest with me. And consequences will be a lot less hard. When they're honest with her, this happened, that happened, she continues to rain fire upon their life.
That's a lie.
I just told her, I said, what's the point of them being honest if you come down just as hard? Because they haven't seen the...
Yes, they have.
No, that... You have told them, if you had just been honest with me, I wouldn't be coming at you like this. Not that
they lied.
Man, when they tell the truth, what did I tell you? Why did you, boy, go get your tablet?
Literally, last night, Marcus was like, I need all their chores done on Friday. All of them. Or they losing the tablet the entire weekend.
Yeah.
And I was like.
They just lost their tablets this coming weekend.
Mm.
Guess why? I took one tablet. It's like shutting down the studio. For the same reason I took it last week. One, did not listen. I said, I done told you time and time. Why didn't you do this? It didn't clean the room.
You proving the point.
No, it didn't clean the room. There's consequence to it. Why didn't you clean your room? I told you 3 times to clean your room. Here it is Sunday night. Monday morning, why is your room still dirty? Oh, I forgot. Then next weekend, you make sure you forget to get on that tablet. Then I rounded up all 3. Make sure y'all's chores are done.
No.
Uh-huh. Let me finish. Shut.
See, look at you. Look at you.
In the middle of the week. Same thing. Why is it still out of order? Oh, okay. Then come, what day was that? What's today? Thursday? So then, this week. They're supposed to clean all their room. This was not this past weekend. Weekend before last when I told them that. This past weekend, cleaned everything. I'm like, why is y'all's bathroom still a mess. Why is y'all's out? Because they got the bathroom where the toilet is, and they got the section of the bathroom where just the sink is. I said, why is that still a mess? Y'all, clean all of that up. Y'all supposed to do that this weekend. Oh, okay. Then I went up there the next morning, still wasn't done. Guess what just happened? Because I done gave y'all time and time again.
This is the thing.
That ain't harsh.
Let me tell you why. That's teaching consequences. Because he was like, they told me that their room was clean, but there were boxes in their room. Their trash can wasn't empty. And I'm like, we actually have to look after they say it's done and do the correction then.
No, we don't.
Yes, we do, because they're still learning how to do things.
No, they're not.
Properly. Yes, in some cases, they are. They're children. You see what I mean, guy? You are too hard.
I'm not too hard.
Yes.
They are children, but these boys are intelligent. We ain't got, like I say all the time, we don't have to remind them to get on these tablets.
We don't have to remind them of no password.
We don't have to remind them of these intricate,
what does
difficult ass video a whole lot. You're going to do what you want to do. You're going to be good at what you want to do. Live in a clean space.
The fact that I got to remind
you to clean up something that you are stepping over.
Do you not?
That is trash. I got to remind you to clean up. This is the problem. Her ass is messy.
No, let me talk about. All right.
And this is what they used to live in. Look, you see all this bullshit back? Where is it?
What bullshit?
Look at it. What's this doing back here?
Look at this tray back here. It's all kinds of crap. It's full of your stuff.
And I'm gonna throw it away as soon as we're done.
It's full of your stuff. The thing is that they need constant reminders. What's different about what I get on them with is purposeful manipulation. They
try to give it something more difficult than what it is.
No, it is purposeful manipulation. They know, especially this is purposeful forget-eration. No, they know I am lying, and they know they are choosing to lie in my face. That is completely different than trying to get something routine to perfection. That's why I say you be too hard on them, because yes, they are going to make mistakes as far as in remembering every step of a thing.
And when they continue,
I'm talking, I let you
but
talk.
But you ain't saying
you
nothing.
Big tooth man.
You ain't
now
saying
listen.
Nothing.
I am like, they are young. They need a lot more. You remember we used to take the clothes to a press and fold, clean and fold, fluff and fold. And I would be like, okay, here are your clothes. Y'all put y'all's clothes away. And it never failed. They weren't doing a good job of it. And I was like, okay, I have to actually be up there while they're doing it to be like, no, that's not right. Do it this way. No, that's not right. However, neither one of us wanted to do that because that took time out of what we wanted to do. But I understand that if we want to train them, we actually have to supervise them when they're doing the thing we're trying to train them on.
Guess who else don't be putting up their goddamn clothes when it's spread out on? This is my problem.
Me.
This is my problem right here. When you got a bunch of clothes that you are supposed to put, hold on, let me finish.
No, I'm not.
I'm back on the boys. When you got a bunch of clothes that you are supposed to put up, how is it that you can set your ass on the couch on top of those clothes that you are supposed to put up? You know that couch don't supposed to look like that. You know without a shadow of a doubt that couch is not supposed to be full of clothes, especially your clothes. So when I come up there and I say, hey, why y'all watching TV? Y'all put these clothes up right now. When I come back, all the clothes should be put up. Come back, maybe a quarter of the clothes are put up. Hey, I'm gonna tell y'all one more time, or I'm taking y'all the TV getting shut off, all electronics getting taken away. Put these, now y'all ain't got nothing else to do but put the clothes up.
So why?
Hold on, wait. Shut. Come back. Clothes still ain't put up. Turn it. I'm taking everything this weekend and next weekend because y'all done been reminded too many times.
So what I'm saying is, if that's not working, because they've had tablets taken away multiple times, what needs to happen is supervision.
Now, what needs to happen is permanent taking away of tabletation. Tabletation.
The clothes are still not going to be put up.
Yeah, it will.
No, it won't.
You remember when we took Kai's tablet out? Kai's stuff, everything was done.
No, Kai read a lot.
Cal read a lot and everything was done. Cal wasn't forgetting us. He was doing extra chores.
This is what I'm saying, is that...
He didn't even get in trouble for not doing that. It's just because we took that distraction away. His mind was now open to, well, let me go on and do this. Let me prove to them that I got some act right. Let me make sure that everything is good. Matter of fact, let me do some extra credit. And that's what that boy was doing.
That is not their motivation. We have taken things from them multiple times. And it's not about... the thing is, I really feel like they do need more training so that what happens is discipline versus them being motivated to do it. They don't have the discipline yet because they are lazy. One.
Uh-huh.
Two, they, in some cases, missteps and don't realize it. Okay.
No, they missteps and don't care.
No, they don't realize it. It's just like when they leave stuff here at the house all the goddamn time. They care that they left it. That doesn't mean they didn't leave it. It doesn't mean that they didn't leave it.
This is how I know for a fact that these boys will do what the hell they want to. They don't need all these. No. At their school, they eat lunch every day. They sit down. At the school,
go ahead.
They eat their lunch.
Mm-hmm.
They make a mess, and they clean up. I sat and watched them. They grab the brooms, they wipe the tables off, sweep up all the trash without a single teacher saying anything to them. The teacher don't say a damn thing, huh? Here, I go in there right now. I guarantee you, there's a plate on the table.
There is. You know why? You know what's happening at school? What they legally have to do at school?
What?
Be supervised.
They weren't being supervised. Yes, they were.
There was a teacher in the room.
First of all, they were outside. We were talking to the teachers.
Yes, but
me and you were sitting there talking to the teachers. I'm sitting there watching all of these kids get up. I watched my twins get up and clean up, and didn't a single teacher say anything to them.
They're still being supervised, and they're also around other people doing the same thing while they're
doing it. Around other people doing the same thing, no, like leaving children, clothes.
Peers,
no, you.
Peers.
You.
Peers.
You.
Peers.
You.
Peers. Peers.
Around
peers,
this fool right here doing the same thing, not putting up clothes.
Peers have way more an effect. Mimicking peers has a huge effect. It's just like when Amar started doing things more once he got to school.
To school.
Also, how I'm going to kill this. Oh,
I
ain't
killing nothing.
Supervision is the big part.
I did supervise.
Also.
That's what happened.
You be yelling so much. I'm sure they're numb to it by now.
They probably are. I'm good with that.
Stop. Stop yelling.
No, because when I'm not yelling, that's when they get scared. When I go up there and be like, whose socks are these on the couch? That's why I know it strikes fear in them. That's why I'm be like, hey, why? Come on, y'all. Come on, do this.
No, it's not.
Why y'all do that?
Your body is responding to all that yelling.
Huh?
Huh? Your body, your blood pressure, your heart is responding.
That's why I'm in good shape, because I yell. Get off me. Lead by example.
What you mean?
That's what the problem. Being example.
That's what the problem is. No.
The problem is leading by example. If it felt weird for stuff to be out of order, then things wouldn't be out of order.
Marcus, you are the pot calling the kettle. Dude,
pot calling the kettle.
You sound dumb.
You sound dumb.
I'm not the one.
You was.
No, I wasn't. You're not understanding. The boys don't need you yelling at them.
Apparently they do.
No, they don't, because it's not working.
It is working.
How?
Bathroom clean.
Because you yell?
Room is clean.
Because
loft is clean.
Me and Marcus cleaned the loft.
Good job. Good for you. Now you're enabling. Because you cleaned, actually, there's probably half of Marcus' stuff in there, too. We have our oldest son. We did an activity with him this weekend. One of the things he said he wanted to do, one of the traits he said he wanted to pick up and copy off me is how well organized I am. I ain't telling him to say it. Somebody just asked his honest opinion.
I asked what he wanted.
No, nobody told him to say that specific thing.
Right.
Out of all the traits, he said, you know what? That fool organized. I wish I was more organized like him. Can't say that about nobody else in this house.
No. Now, if we would have asked the question, ask him the question of what he wants to be, how he wants to be more like his mother. Ask him that.
Creative.
He's going to say a lot of
bold
things. He's going to say a annoying laundry list. A laundry list. Laundry.
He wants to be more lucid.
Also, comma, I hope you choke on your water. Also, comma. Oh,
that's so mean.
I constantly acknowledge the things they do right. I just put a poll in Patreon.
I do too. I'm always telling what good job they do on stuff. That's why they bring me all they test the same.
The new year is here, so get back into an at-home routine you love and elevate your space with Wayfair. From bedding and mattresses to storage solutions for every room in the house, Wayfair is your one-stop shop. Refresh your living room with accent pillows, mirrors, and faux plants for way less. Okay, so what I love as we go into spring is to like brighten things up, kind of renew the home. Things that Wayfair can help me do, help for me to do that is with their beddings and their mattresses and their towels, because we could definitely use a towel refresh, as well as home decor. We're trying to get the house to look like this is what we want it to look like. And y'all know we need storage. You understand? Storing outdoor furniture, bathroom, getting organized, all right? We can also help with the kids' room, get them on track for the new year. They've got great home essentials for easy weeknight dinners. And if your children do a lot of their studying at home, or if you're like us and you work from home, they've got desks, office chairs, bookshelves, and you can even do a living room refresh with accent pillows, mirrors, decor, faux plants, etc. Wayfair is super convenient because they have everything your home needs for the season. Wayfair has a huge selection of home decor items to make it easy to find exactly what's right for you. And you will love it. Our bed that we have had now for over a decade from Wayfair. And I love it because it has the storage underneath the frame. All right. I absolutely think Wayfair is a great place for you to go. We used it so much, especially back in 2020. We were buying everything off of Wayfair. And when we bought this house, Wayfair was what we needed to use because we had to put so many new items in here. Get organized, refreshed, and back on track this new year for way less. Head to Wayfair.com right now and shop all things home. That's WAYFAIR.com. Wayfair, every style, every home. As they want you to stop yelling at them.
Shut up, whatever.
I get on the boys about these things. Lying. Okay? Definitely get on each other, them about that. About them being too mean to each other. I don't. We're not doing that at all up in here. And I get on them about, cleaning up their trash in particular in the house, because that I'm just like, now I get that you might be getting overwhelmed by your clothes. I get it. But trash has a place.
And what you do when they ain't cleaned up their trash and you done told them multiple times?
I remind them to go up there and get the trash.
How you remind them? How you remind them, Angel?
What do you mean?
How do you remind the kids?
I tell them.
How do you tell them?
With words.
How the words? I tell them with words. Oh, do I tell them? Because I was about to bring up another example. How do you tell them to remind? How do you remind them to clean up their trash?
Hey.
Huh?
Hey, guys.
No, bullshit.
Guys,
no.
Kind.
You have to remind them to clean up their trash. And let's say you order some groceries, or I order some groceries, and them bags are sitting there, and they still ain't put up the groceries after you done told them. How do you remind them to put the groceries up?
I tell them.
How do you tell them?
Kind.
Come on, Angel.
Apparently,
huh?
To you, when I'm yelling for them to come downstairs, I'm going,
Kai and Sai. No, but that's, when you just want to ask them a question, she's like,
Kai and Sai, I guess.
Now, hold on. Now, hold on. So, see, Angel, see how she's not asking the question?
Tell me how I do it. I am. How I do it. I say, Kai and Sai.
No.
Kai and Sai.
And when they come, what do you do?
What do I do?
It's y'all, me. This is what I hear. Didn't I tell you to clean up the... Y'all, put the groceries up and finish doing the dishes. I don't care about the tears. You know I don't care about the tears. Clean it up. I done told you before. Clean it up.
I don't say I don't care about your tears no more. I worked on that.
Hey, but did you not say it?
I have in the past, but it's not been about dishes or cleaning up. That's not when I say that. It's not.
She be yelling at these boys.
No, I do not. Listen, here's the thing. Here's the real thing. This lets you know who's tougher. In the AM, who wants to hear anybody yelling? I sure don't.
Oh, I'm Coach Mar. I'm Coach Daddy in the morning.
He is yelling in the morning. It's not even 8. It just turned 7. And yeah, he's already yelling. 7 a.m.
Because you standing there like this in the morning.
Because it's early. It's early.
It's only early because you didn't take your ass to bed when I remind you time and time again to get in the bed. And it's I don't early. Be yelling. It's just loud because the house is quiet. I don't be yelling.
No, you do.
No,
put on your goddamn gold shoes. You should have been and already made your lunch. Get out the house.
That's to Amar. Because Amar don't be listening.
The baby.
That's to Amar because he don't be listening in the morning. He be down here playing around, playing with his brothers. He ain't fixed his lunch. He ain't fixed his cereal. Now he mad or crying because we walking out the door and he ain't had no damn cereal. You could have had cereal. We done been on.
It's early. Hold on.
This is Thursday. I've been telling you this since last year. Stop playing, fix your lunch so you can sit down and eat some cereal. If you sit down and eat your cereal, you can turn the TV on, watch some cartoons before you go to school. But you'd rather be down here playing. It's early. Yes. My voice is like this. What are you doing, Amar?
No, it's
put
not.
Your shoes on. Come on, let's go.
No.
Sai, why are you standing over there? Come on, let's go.
I hear what I hear in the morning.
Hold up, hold up.
The days that hold I up. Am get to like stay in the bed. I want you to hear what I hear.
She already feel that way because no. I'm still in the bed.
No.
And I get him to school on time. What's more important?
This is Marcus.
Truancy.
This is Marcus. Get your goddamn shoes on.
Angel's a lie. First
get
of all, I don't say GD. Just laugh.
Why don't you go in your bed? Sai! Get your goddamn old glasses. Come on. Kyle, God, you say something else. I point for Marcus. Marcus! Oh! Marcus! That's
no, one weird. Thing I do say, get up there and turn them lights off. Because they leave them light. I can't stand you leaving all these lights on upstairs. But hey, I get them to school on time.
I do too now.
You lie.
I do too.
You are lying.
I do get them to school on time.
We gonna get fined. The city gonna come take these boys because I ain't be getting these school boys in school late.
I did, but I get them to school on time.
Never been late.
On time
what time are they supposed to be in school to do a reading thing? Oh, I know. On what days?
Tuesdays, so the day I take them.
Oh, it's curtains. That ain't gonna happen. That ain't gonna happen.
And then Thursdays.
Thursdays they can make it. Tuesday.
Did they make it today? Did they make it today?
Yeah, but I forgot to tell them.
No. They didn't. There's no way they made it today because you left at 7.
I can leave after 7:07 and still make it there on time.
And make it there by 7:30?
Yes. Because of the route I take. I don't take that stupid ass route you take.
Whatever, Marcus. Liar. Anyway.
And I drove. So I know we made it there on time.
I'm going to ask little Marcus what time y'all made it to
school. He don't. That boy was asleep. He was asleep when he walked into the school.
Because he works really hard and you don't acknowledge it.
I do.
When?
All the time.
How? What'd you say?
To him.
What do you say?
I don't say, am I a guest? Honey, be honest with me and I won't yell.
I know I'm not too hard on them. Let me tell you another reason why I know this. When Lil Marcus got in trouble after the team
betrayed, oh, perfect example.
I didn't yell at that boy. I took his stuff.
You ain't got to yell to be, no. You didn't just take his stuff. What did you do?
I said, put the monitors in my
room. How did you say it, though? Like I said, the boys get scared when I get quiet. What did you, you were disgusted.
I didn't yell. That's what I do now.
I know you didn't yell. Just because you not yelling don't mean it ain't like.
I said, take the monitors. No, I did. Then how did I do it?
First, Angel had all that because Angel even got mad at me. You didn't have nothing to say. Why is it all me? You didn't have nothing to say. Didn't you say that? Because you, and what did I say? You was already coming down on him pretty hard.
What did I say?
You said, after you did everything, you was like, get them monitors and put them in my room.
But at no point in time did I yell.
I didn't, you don't have to yell. You can't, and the reason, I told you, the reason I didn't say, I stood there and Angel rained hell upon his life. She wasn't yelling. She was raining hell upon his life.
How was I raining hell?
You voiced your disgust and your despise for him and everything. Well, not for him, but for the actions that he did.
Because he lied and to it me was, about 6-7 times.
Okay. And then he told you the truth. You did all that. You told him to take his monitors. Angel turned and walked away. And the way he was sitting there feeling, Angel walked away, turned her back. I said, walked out because you came down on him that hard.
I want you to understand how I am now disgusted with you because when you sit there and yell at them boys and scream the soul up out of their bodies.
They don't be listening to me yet.
I don't ever go behind them to be like.
Because I don't be.
Shut up. I don't ever go behind and be like, it's okay. Your dad's just angry right now. You're all right. It's going to be okay. I let them take it to the face so that you don't come off like a monster. So you come off normal.
You know
you
what
try to make it seem like I was a dragon and she just needs time.
This is the difference. What movie was that? It was two different. It was two robbers. They were doing two different things. You know, they came up. He said, man, you ain't got to do that. And the people in the bank getting robbed, they was like, which one is scarier? The dude came in, hey, guns ablazing, yelling and screaming. And then the other dude walked over and said, listen to me. You're going to put all the money in the bag. Or something's gonna happen to you. And they were like, which one's scarier? They was like, definitely the quiet
one. Arguing a different point. I didn't say who is scarier to the kids. I said who's harder on the kids.
That was hard.
No.
If I had interjected and added anything to that, we would have had to watch that boy the rest
of
the night.
First of all, no, here's this lets you know he's harder on the kids. My husband is always yoking up my babies.
All the time. Be like, what?
Physically.
What? And what do they do? They laughing.
To keep from crying. To the point. I said, y'all yoke up y'all's daddy. None of them was willing to come anywhere near you.
No son in their right mind would yoke up their daddy.
If you were scary. The kids be on me like I'm a goddamn on sofa.
Okay.
They're not afraid of me. I am a source of comfort.
No, they have to get in good with you because
safety.
They fear for their lives.
No, I'm a source of
they
safety.
They was like, if we don't get in here, this woman will sever our heads.
No.
So make sure
no.
that she is laughing and we're joking around with her and giving her puppy dog eyes all the time because we see what happens when she's not feeling that way toward us.
Nah.
You just said, yeah, I yell. They numb to it. They don't care about me yelling. It's when I get quiet, I'm like, hey.
No.
What I say?
They think you're a loose cannon. They do. Your presence is already.
Loose cannon. Get out of here.
Dominating on them.
I be wrestling with them.
Yeah, and they.
And they be punching me back.
Who be punching you back?
Sidekick Amar. I can't catch Marcus. That's me crazy.
I am just saying, between the two of us, I am definitely not as hard on them.
You are.
No, I can't even believe that you would say those words out of your mouth.
This is me. This is me all the time. And then this is Angel.
This
mine is just this.
Okay,
that's Angel ain't as often, but when she is, it's...
No.
This is me.
This is the difference.
This is Angel.
You're doing this the whole time, right?
And eventually, you ain't going to feel this. This is numb, man. Like you said, this is going to get numb if I
keep
doing this.
It's callous.
This is always going to get filled.
Do you know what a callous is?
And the problem
is
Angel don't say
to the skin.
And the thing is, Angel don't say enough often enough. So when she does, she releases all of that anger and all that pent up, and it all comes down on them all at once. And that's not right to them boys. It's not right, and I have to protect them.
No,
clearly I have to protect them.
I say stuff to them all the time. So in between the,
I be feeling so bad for these boys.
In between the whap, because you're doing this,
and I just be.
In between the whaps
clean
for
up,
me.
Do this, do that. I'll kill you, boy. What's wrong with you?
No, this is what I'm doing to them. You are a young kid. I
Angel's
love you
lying.
So much.
Don't touch me right now because
so
you're lying.
Much.
And I don't like liars.
See, look at him yelling at me. Y'all already know. Well, the verdict is in.
Don't nobody care about these people, the 58 people that
you.
Said,
listen.
The 58%, y'all yeah. ain't shit.
Listen how he talks to his kids.
He just lying.
This is how. 59% believe that Tank is harder on the boys, and that 59% is correct.
They're not.
Correct.
The fact that this swung that hard in my direction, because y'all know y'all be agreeing with Angel on everything.
You said hard, that hard in your direction.
Hmm?
I
said they be going.
You said the fact that this swung so hard in your direction. Those were your words.
In my direction?
Yes, meaning.
Yeah, meaning I'm harder.
Yeah, but it didn't swing so hard.
I'm just saying the fact that that many people agree with me.
Oh.
Says okay. A lot on when it comes to Patreon.
I think you misjudge Patreon. Anytime y'all don't agree, y'all just be like, Yeah, anyway.
So y'all pray for these boys.
Anyway. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. In 2026, rather than chasing a new you, how can you let go of what's weighing you down instead? This year feels lighter, right? The new year is an opportunity, but you don't need to be a new person. We all have things that weigh us down. Signing up for therapy with BetterHelp can shine a light on what's been heavy and illuminate all the possibilities for the year ahead. It's a small act of courage that can yield big results. After all, we can't reach our goals without first making space for them. Listen, there's a lot of things that we want to try differently in the new year, evolve. But listen, evolution of yourself also takes inventory, there we go, of what is already there. And for some of us, that is weight that we really need to shed, okay? The heaviness of things that have happened in life, the heaviness of things we haven't processed, and BetterHelp can do that for you. Therapy can really get you to that place where you're realizing these are things that I no longer need and they're not helping me reach the life that I want. BetterHelp therapists work according to a strict code of conduct and are fully licensed. BetterHelp has a therapy match commitment. And because they have 12 plus years of experience and industry leading match fulfillment rate, with their short questionnaire, they're going to be able to help give you a great recommendation. And if you don't feel happy with the match, you can switch to a different therapist at any time with their tailored recommendations. They have over 30,000 therapists. They're the largest online therapy platform serving 5 million people globally. They have 4.9 out of 5 for live sessions based on 1.7 million client reviews. You can't step into a lighter version of you without leaving behind what's weighing you down. Therapy can help you clear space. Sign up and get 10% off at betterhelp.com/argue. That's betterhelp.com/argue.
Because I'm like, y'all, it's okay. Come on. It'd be all right. It's your mama. Y'all know how she is.
I just believe that you will find your softer side. You'll get to have more moments. He has moments with the boys.
Yeah, all the time.
I have more because they feel safer to have moments with
you. Have more because you talk a lot more.
Not just that. They be on me. This is something really good. And I hope you don't mind me bringing it up. And if you do, cut me off.
Exactly. It's popularity. What?
At an event that I threw this past weekend, our son expressed that the two places he goes when he needs help or advice are either his friends or his mother.
Yeah.
That tells you I am a soft place to get advice, to get consoling.
Water's soft until it's getting shot at you.
But
concrete, with a fire hose.
But concrete is never soft.
Yeah, but concrete can be your friend. You can set on concrete
but
and be perfectly fine.
You can't fall on it.
Huh?
You can't fall on it.
Right.
You can fall on water.
Mm-hmm. Concrete keeps you safe. You know what the difference? Concrete is stable. You know exactly where concrete stand all the time.
Same with water.
Water floods land. It kills people. Water destroys houses. Water. They used to use water against us, y'all. They would turn the water hose on black people and just hose them down.
They used to use concrete.
That's what water does. Water is the
cement, you know, over what I'm saying? Dead bodies.
Say what? You know what it takes to make cement? Water. You know what I'm saying? Because water destroys everything.
No.
Literally,
water
erodes earth.
Life.
It erodes rocks.
It gives
all these potholes in the street. The street is just sitting there. The water
energy.
Come through and just rips it up.
No, but
just
you
rips
over there
it up and makes potholes. Potholes. Water, and you know, and people don't want that powerful ass water hose aimed at them.
No,
yeah, water
do.
Can be fun. You can go in the swimming pool and relax in water.
Yeah, you the water hose.
Until somebody takes another swimming pool and dumps it on them. Meanwhile, what do you do?
Fountain.
You crawl to the concrete,
the water
something stable.
You throw your pennies.
You know
in the
exactly
water
where
fountain.
You stand with concrete. If
where
you jump
wishes
and do something
true.
Wrong, concrete gonna hurt you because concrete's always right here. It's even. It's
Thank
right there.
You.
It's stable.
Water helps us stay alive. The planet is what? How much percent water? Our bodies are what? How much water? Return to your natural state, my husband, my king.
All of our people that didn't make that passage because water killed them.
No, white people killed them.
Yeah, water helped.
What? Anywho, anyway. Shoot. It's on my phone. There is some questions that I wanted to ask you just for Patreon. So if you're not a part of Patreon, you're going to miss this segment. But I can't wait to hear your answers. Okay, back to the podcast. Thank you, Patreon, for going down that little fun ride with us. So at the end of the day.
Angel, lighten up on these kids.
Okay, I'll light up.
And I'll do the same.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm going to push them towards excellence. That I won't lighten up on.
The way you push them toward excellence needs to be adjusted. That's why we're here having this conversation.
No.
We both pushing for excellence.
No.
It's the way you push them. Don't put your foot in their back.
No, put your hand
on their shoulder.
No. We're talking about
the difference.
I push them to excellence in how they handle themselves in public. And handle their responsibilities for school. That is how I will push them towards excellence. You shove them into responsibilities. And I'm just saying usher them in. I put their chores in the chart. And Amar tries to get away with not doing his chores. So we do have to really be on top of him. But I feel like if we're just
now that's the that boy.
He's the baby. I said to little Marcus, can you believe that I'm the Amar of to my mother? because he was in the car with me when I was talking to my mom. And he looked at me, he was like.
I'm DMR too.
You definitely DMR. Definitely. All right, you guys. Thank you so much to our sponsors. Y'all know we appreciate the love from our sponsors. They keep the lights on over here, and they are Wayfair and BetterHelp. Please make sure you check out our promo code for them. Give them a whirl, especially with us, spring being upon us. You're going to want to do a refresh on your house. Wayfair is great. And also, we're still in the new year. And this is a good time to make your mental health a priority. So give BetterHelp a try. You can check out Mama Likes all the time. Get you that good, good.
Hey, you got queen shit. You got man shit. All you got to do is go to manshit.com. That's M-A-N-S-H-Y-T. Check that out. Get you some beard and body butter. You can get you some body butter. And there's more things to come.
Boom. Until next time, good people.
Y'all have a good one, fam.